It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
First off, Nathan Marzion, your initial thoughts of what you saw tonight?
There's some positive things and some, you know, ugly things, but overall it was just a little bit frustrating. I was a winnable game, I thought. I liked that the defense looked pretty good. I thought that it definitely has been improving the last couple weeks. The defense has been better. And this was just one where, I mean, I did think the Nuggets played really good defense on us. I thought that any of our main guys except Brooke really get into too much of a rhythm. Even Giannis didn't ever get into a huge, you know, really good rhythm in this game. And Dame and Chris got off to the really hot start, but then they kind of were able to shut him down pretty well. And same with Dame, they just didn't let those guys get a ton of shots up. And some of it's them being passive, some of it's just them forcing the ball into our worst players' hands. Obviously the bench was bad again. Bobby was terrible, outside of those couple threes in the fourth, but like, I don't know. It's again, I have less of a problem with games when the offense isn't quite as good because I trust a little bit more that that will normally not be the case. I like that the defense has shown some improvements and wasn't bad tonight by any means. And it did keep us in this game, but yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, that defense of the Nuggets did a pretty good job. And, you know, again, Dame and Chris, I think, were the two on offense that, again, it's not like they shot terribly or anything. They just didn't get a ton of shots up and they had some turnover stuff. And, you know, especially in that like third quarter, the third quarter was really bad from pretty much everyone. So, yeah, I mean, again, plenty of positive or plenty of negatives. And then like the big positive would be the defense. So, yeah.
The one thing that irritates me, I'm assuming Doc Rivers is going to fix this. You can't lose points in the paint consistently. When you have Brook Lopez, Giannis, Lillard going to the rim, and so forth like that. They got outscored by what, 20, 30 points in the paint tonight. That can't happen. And I know they got Joker and they got Gordon and I get all that stuff, but back again, and God help me, I'm referencing the Bud days. But you just don't lose those. You don't lose points in the paint. You don't lose rebounds, that type of stuff. And now it's become, we've become more of a jump shooting, outside shooting type team. And we're kind of losing who we should be. You want to get to the free throw line and you want to shoot more free throws and all that stuff. You got to go. Now, that does not mean jumping into two guys like I saw Lillard do and Giannis do throughout this game. And Doc Rivers talked before the game about shot quality. It's got to be better than, you know, what he's seen at this point. And you saw, again, examples from your star players making poor choices. And I understand the thinking, right? I'm Giannis. If I jump into these two dudes, they're going to call a foul and I'm going to go to the line. And I'm sure Lillard thinks the exact same thing. Then when it doesn't happen, as we've talked about, then it's turned around and talked to the ref while the ball's going back the other way. That type of stuff has to stop. Now, is Doc Rivers a big enough figure to be able to get Giannis and Lillard to stop doing this nonsense? I have no idea. I mean, they're talking like, oh, they're going to listen to him and he's going to challenge them and they're going to play ball for him and so forth. Okay, but that, you're the two stars on the team. You have to be the example of good shot, good quality shot taken from both of you if you're going to expect Bobby Portis to do the same thing, because he's as guilty as anybody is taking bad shots on this team right now. But so are your stars. They're also taking dumb shots throughout the game. That's to me is the most frustrating thing. And that's one of the things that Doc Rivers and his staff have got to figure out here going forward, Nathan.
Yeah. I mean, again, tonight, there were some dumb shots. I thought majority of the dumb shots were from Bobby. But at the same time, I mean, again, I thought the Nuggets did a really good job defensively. Like, I didn't think that they passed up a lot of good shots either. You know, I thought that the Nuggets just forced them into a lot of tough situations. And, you know, Dame driving to the paint didn't have much room, and they were really good with their hands defensively, like better than most teams we've seen so far this season, where, you know, they were able to, like, Dame hasn't turned the ball over a ton this season. And, you know, there was three straight at one point in like the third quarter where they were just getting hands on passes and those pick and rolls that he's usually able to get through. The Nuggets were able to pick those off. And so, you know, again, not many of those that I think they were super dumb decisions, but it was just that the pass wasn't, you know, either on target or the pass. Again, maybe just the Nuggets made a good defensive play. Sometimes you do have to give some credit to the opponent. You know, again, I didn't think the Bucks got good shots, but sometimes that's because the other team plays good defense too. So, yeah, I mean, but I agree that the shot quality stuff's going to have to go up a little bit. But I mean, again, I'm coming into this game, I had zero concerns with our offense, and I'm not going to let one game make me say, oh, the offense, what's wrong? You know, is the offense a problem or is their shot quality a problem? Like, it's been very good 95% of the time this year. They're going to have some bad games every now and then, you know, as long as it's not something that happens for stretches or, you know, a lot, then, you know, if that's happening, then obviously you get concerned because, you know, they don't have the defense to make up for it. But if, as long as the offense is typically getting back, you know, it gets that back on track and is typically scoring their 120 plus, you know, getting good looks, getting these guys going, then I'm fine with it. And I mean, again, truthfully, I think that, some of this can be changed with rotations and how they play these guys. I'm not sure guys were in the exact same rhythm they're always in because of the difference in how they were substituted tonight. You know, Dame gets taken out in the middle of the first quarter, which he hasn't been used to all season. And all of a sudden Bobby's playing a ton, you know, long stretch of time in the mid first to the late second, which again, and the offense completely went off rhythm as soon as those bench guys came in, because they started missing shots. And the ball all of a sudden is, you know, out of Chris and Dame's hands, who had started the game well. And it kind of just threw them off rhythm a little bit. And I don't think those guys, Chris and Dame, ever really got back into rhythm fully. So, you know, after they were taken out, I don't know. So some of that has to be, I'm going to wait a few games to really, you know, judge this offense and how it looks under Doc before I'm, you know, concerned at all, or before I have any big conclusions about it.
If you go listen to Dame Lillard's comments leading up to this game, it is a bright shining light on the fact that that locker room may have liked Adrian Griffin, the dude, but was not all there on Adrian Griffin, the head coach. The way he talked about what Doc Rivers was going to bring going forward and what would change on this team just exemplifies, you know, them not maybe, I'm not going to say respecting, but maybe not buying in all the way on Adrian Griffin as a head coach the way they are on Doc Rivers because of the track record and resume that he has. Positives? Hey, transition defense, at least early on, was much better than it had been in the past. It looked like they were playing a little bit harder to me. Brooke Lopez, for certain, was playing way better than he was playing under Adrian Griffin. He just felt more in sync with what they were trying to do and so forth, more engaged. And again, you know, Brooke hits a couple threes. Of course, he's going to get engaged immediately when his offense gets going. But that is part of, and we've talked about this on this podcast, about getting guys, certain guys going early. If you get certain guys going early on offense, normally that'll transition to them playing better on defense because they feel more involved versus standing around and watching Giannis or Dame play offense and they never get a touch. And that was something that I found very interesting. Your Lillard thing about when he got pulled out, everybody noticed that. What was that conversation like between Doc and Dame? So I'm assuming Dame knew Nathan, right? We think that Dame would know going into this game of, dude, you're not playing the whole first quarter anymore. Like, I'm going to pull you out at this minute mark or in that area, and this is what it's going to be. You would assume Doc communicated that, right? Or am I just being naive and thinking that communication that should happen does actually happen? Because if not, I would assume Dame was probably pretty surprised getting yanked out when he did, if he wasn't told ahead of time.
Yeah, no, I'm guessing he knew that. You know, I think that was a conversation they had. But again, I do think that has some type of factor on, you know, how those guys played like later in the game a little bit. Because again, I think they're used to, okay, I'm going to, you know, especially him, where he's been playing the whole first quarter, then he gets his break, he comes in the end of the second, plays the whole third, gets a break, comes in for the end of the fourth. I think, you know, coming out midway through the first can, I think, I mean, again, at least right away, at these first few games when you're getting used to it, throw him off a little bit or maybe take him out of his rhythm just a bit, because he's used to getting, you know, that whole first quarter to get into rhythm, and he didn't get it tonight. And, you know, again, obviously, if that's what's happening, then it's something he's okay with. But it's just, I think it's going to take a little bit of time to get, you know, more acclimated to that, after you've been so used to, you know, one pattern happening for so long. So again, I mean, I'm not going to make a ton of judgments about this right away, because I want to see how it looks, you know, in a couple weeks or in a little bit, once you've got some time, they've got some time with it under their belt, and, you know, you really can start to see how it looks.
He is Nathan Marzian. Follow him on Twitter, Nathan Marzian. Follow me at Sparky Radio. If you are following along on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page, which I see several of you are, live streaming this bad boy right now after the Bucks lose to the Nuggets tonight, 113-107, and Doc Rivers' debut as Milwaukee Bucks head coach, you can just go ahead and leave comments, questions, whatever you want. I see Patrick has left some stuff up there. We'll read some of his stuff coming up next here on Green and Growing, as we continue to pull apart and dissect more of this Bucks and Nuggets game. Straight ahead, download it on your Odyssey app, or wherever you download your favorite podcast at.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.